Before the wagon rutted trail going north. Before the deerskin legging with its row of silver buttons on the side. Before the turquoise stone set in heavy silver on a man's waist. Before boiled mutton and corn cakes and Mexican pesos pounded into rings and bracelets. Before a child was lost among the owl people and led home along the cactus trail. With his night-shaped eyes blinking in the sun, before the humpbacked bear with blue eyes was ever sat upon, before night chant, mountain chant, happiness chant, shooting chant, water chant, feather chant, bead chant, evil spirit chant, coyote chant. Before any chant under the sun, before that, and before that, there was a hole or pit that went down into the underworld, and the animals and gods came out of it. But after the fourth day of their emergence, a beautiful daughter of one of the animal chiefs was lost. And two searchers looked long and hard until they looked down into the hole that led to the underworld. And there they spied the beautiful daughter sitting beside a stream and combing her hair. 4 days after, those two searchers died. And that is why the dead must not be touched or even looked upon, but wrapped in a blanket and placed in an unmarked grave, the hogan burned and the last footprints of family brushed away and smoothed, so that the departing spirit cannot find his way back after he has gone into the hole or pit where the gods and animals were first born into this world.